Welcome to Showbiz Atlanta. It is Wednesday, March 7th. I'm your host, Dana Barrett. It's a very special day for two reasons. One, I have as my wonderful guest, Lori Plesko. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Dana.
And two, it's my birthday, Lori.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yay. Yes. Which is, you know, they get less special as the years go by.
Oh, no, no, no. They're always special.
I beg to differ. We're not going to
give your age away. So.
Thank you. Right. We don't want to do that. We pay a lot of money to try to keep that a secret.
Anyway, it's a happy day and happy birthday. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure. And for the listeners who don't know Lori personally, let me give you a little brief bio. Anyway, Lori Plesko is the owner of Peachtree Prompters, which is a teleprompting company here in the Atlanta area. Well, I think you go all over, don't you?
Yeah, we're pretty much in the Southeast. We go everywhere, but our main office is here in Atlanta.
Okay. And then she's also the founder of TAG, which stands for Teleprompter Accreditation Group. And we practiced that word before we went on the air. But that's not a company. That's actually like an organization. So we're gonna get into that. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, we got to learn about Lori because she is one of the most interesting people I've ever met. This girl has stories that you would not, and we're not going to make her tell them all here because she'll kill me. But she has some stories. So let's start out with your background a little bit. You know, when you were, you know, five or six and your mom said, what do you want to be when you grow up? Surely you didn't say, I want to own a teleprompting company.
No, but I tell you what, nobody knows what they want to be when they grow up, but I did.
You did?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm really weird.
You are? Well, that's a whole separate. That's for another day, Lori.
When I was 8 years old, I decided I'm going to get in the film industry.
Okay.
By the time I'm going to do this age, I'm going to do this. At this age, I'm going to do this. I never said at this age, I'm going to own a teleprompter company.
Right. But you knew you wanted to be in the business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. That is, I mean, I think a lot of people maybe think that or have ideas about what industry, but they don't, most of them don't stick to it. So it's pretty impressive that you're still here. We're not going to give your age away either, but that you're in it, you know, you're fully in it. So how did it end up teleprompting? How did that come about?
That was really by accident. I started off on camera and then I got behind the camera when I moved to Atlanta and was working more on the technical side, the crew. And I wanted to work on feature films. So mostly I was hopping from this feature to that feature.
Doing what, like production assistant-y or production work or what? What were you doing?
I was actually a female grip.
Oh, cool.
And the only female grip.
Okay, wait. Now back up. Let's tell people who don't know what a grip is, what a grip is.
Okay. A grip is sort of like a glorified construction worker.
That's a good way to put it. I like that.
We're in charge of the safety on the set.
Okay.
And we set the shadows and we put up gels and we run the dollies for the camera guys. And we do the car mounts for when you're doing a car mount show. So there's a lot of things to it. It's actually pretty cool.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so I was the only female grip in the Southeast when I was doing it, and I just had a ball. I loved it.
Yeah, it sounds really fun.
It was great.
Not the kind of thing that you traditionally think of for a woman, which is probably why you were the only one.
Yeah, see, I'm not a girly girl, and people would come on set and go, okay, what's up with her? Because I had all my pink tools and, you know, I look like I might be a girly girl, but I'm not. And so there's no way I could fit in with makeup or hair or wardrobe. Not that there's anything against that. It's just
it's not your thing.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
And so I knew that everybody always needs a grip. So if I want to work constantly, I decided to be a grip. And I could have jumped over to be an electrician.
Yeah.
There's Mary V. Cade, who's a female gaffer in Atlanta, and she's been here forever and ever. She's an icon. But the grips were more fun. We got to rappel off of buildings.
Oh, sweet.
I love my grip brothers.
That's awesome. So you were doing that, and then what happened next? What's the transition?
I was working a lot over at TBS, and I noticed that the audio guys were holding a boom. Their microphone, their mixer, and running the teleprompter at the same time, which blew my lid. Now, this is back in the late 80s.
Right.
So I asked them, why is the audio man running the teleprompter? And the answer was they didn't really have anybody to run the teleprompter. So they just had the audio guys do it.
What? This is a really silly question, but historically, like, when did the transition happen from cue cards to teleprompters? Like, what do you know when that happened? Because if you're talking about late 80s or early 80s, you say early 80s or late 80s?
I said late 80s.
Okay, so late 80s. But I remember watching, okay, now we really are dating ourselves. So please, people, do not hold this against us because we're both fabulous.
Yes, we are.
We are. We promise, even though this is radio. But
and I'm older than you.
But okay. Only a little.
Okay, go
All
ahead.
Right. Okay, so, but I remember watching shows back in the, growing up, so I guess, you know, in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, and they would sometimes show, like, the behind the camera stuff, you know, on the talk shows or whatever, and you'd see them with these big cue cards.
Right.
You know, they had the big white poster boards with the black marker written on it, and somebody would be flipping cue cards. So at some point, obviously, this technology developed. It had to be right around then, right?
I can't say for sure, and I wouldn't even want to speculate. I really wouldn't, because the people that started off with paper prompters from cue cards, they're still alive today.
Yeah.
And those
you don't
are
want to get it wrong.
Pat Boones and Wagners. And I'd really love to get into that, but I'm not exactly sure when that transitioned.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, back in 1995, I was working the Super Bowl.
Cool.
And
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I guess so.
She's so modest. God.
So I had three teleprompters rigged up on the studio cams, and Pat O'Brien was our host, and we had a sports writer from CBS in New York who came down, and he was sitting next to me, and Pat was running the show a little bit faster than the writer wanted, so he started telling me to slow Pat down. And that's like a no-no. You don't slow the talent down.
Right. You go with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's sitting next to me, and he starts punching me.
What?
Yes. I'm not kidding. He starts punching me in the arm, and I'm like, dude. And he said, speed him up. So I speed him up. Okay. We go to a break, and I'm just fuming. And Pat O'Brien walks around from the set, and he goes, oh, Lori, what are you doing?
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, well, Pat, the guy was punching me. And he's like, what?
And wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, he told me that you're talking too fast in his show. So Pat says, okay, me and you, girl, don't worry about him. I'm with you. You're with me. Just keep up with me. And I said, okay. So I sat down with the writer before we're going to go on again. And he's freaking out because I had a computer. And he goes, where's the paper prompter? Where's the paper? This is 1995.
Interesting.
And I said, there's no paper prompter. This is a computer. No. And this was right when you had to use two floppies, like an ASCII drive.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it was cool that I could do a search back in those
days. This was pre-Google.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's just not that long ago.
Right.
And so where's the paper prompter? And I'm like, we have a computer. No, I have to have a paper prompter.
Wow.
And, you know, it took me a while to calm him down and say, just go with the flow, and anything you can do with the computer. And he said, what if I have to edit something? And I said, I can retype it. You can retype it. And he goes, well, I'm just used to scratching it out and rewriting it.
Wow.
So he got over that hump.
Nice.
So that, you know, that's kind of gives you an idea of the transition.
So the transition was long is really what you're saying, because some people that were just used to what they were used to, they didn't want to give it up.
Right.
I think that's true with a lot of technology, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel that way still with some things. I cling to some things that are outdated, you know, because you're just used to it.
Yeah. I think fear holds a lot of people back.
Yeah. So, all right. So you start doing this teleprompting stuff, and
Between features, I was at TBS.
Oh, right, and the guy was doing the boom and the
yeah. So I wanted more work, and I said, all right, listen, cameraman, I will rig your teleprompter for you and do it for you. And he said, Lori, if you can figure out how to rig a teleprompter, I will hire you every time. Okay.
So you're like, I'll take that challenge.
Yeah, so I came in on my day off, I got all my tools, figured it out, and suddenly, we had a freelance position for a teleprompter operator. And I was doing that on the side. I did not want to do it. And there was a DP there named Steve Shepard. And he cracked me up because I could type 90 words a minute and I could rig really well. And he goes, I knew you'd find your calling. And I was so mad. I'm like, this is not my calling to be a teleprompter operator. You just cursed me. And he did. So Steve Shepard, it's all your fault.
It's all, and here you are today, cursed.
Yeah. But I would, you know, in between gigs, in between features and commercials, I would teleprompt. And I didn't tell my grit brothers that I was teleprompting.
It's like your dirty little secret.
I know.
I guess they know now.
So, yeah, after I had my daughter, I couldn't leave her. And I didn't want to go on features anymore. So that's when I decided I was going to just teleprompt. And I bought one little teleprompter. And it turned into three little teleprompters and three regular operators. And Spirit sort of said, this is where you're supposed to be.
Right.
This is validation. So
amazing.
It was cool.
So how long has Peachtree Prompters been in existence then?
Legally or?
Either way.
Okay. I've been around since 1989.
I mean, we don't care so much about the law here.
Okay. You know. Well, I have this thing with lawyers. We can talk about that later. But, okay. I have been around since 1989.
Wow.
And then I incorporated in the early 90s.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been a long time.
So is there competition in this market or are you kind of it?
I don't like to look at my colleagues as competition. There are a few others who own some teleprompters and they have a couple freelancers that send people out on work. I don't quite know how big or small those companies are. And then there's some one-man bands.
Sure. So there's some people doing it.
Yeah.
But you're sort of the long-established person around here, I think. I mean, when anybody I ask, they're like, oh, go to Lori. You know, so I think people...
Aw, that's so sweet.
No, really. I think people do know you. So we're just going to say, she's it.
No. There's people that have been around longer than me. You're so sweet. Okay.
Well, whatever. I'm biased. And there you go. But so on that note, before we get too far away from Peachtree Prompters, because I do want to talk about Tag, if someone needs your services from Peachtree Prompters, how do they find you?
Well, now I don't really have to market for the rentals. I'm pretty well known. You can Google us. You can look at PeachtreePrompters.com. You can ask producers in town. So as far as the rentals go, that's not a problem.
Right. So mostly your business is word of mouth at this point. People just know you.
Oh, yeah.
You're just in.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's always a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Tag. So
sure.
Tag is, again, an organization that you founded because...
Okay, let me tell you what, Dana. Years and years I've been working on set, and I would go on set, and I would run the teleprompter, and talent would come out, and they couldn't read.
Yeah.
And it just amazed me. And yeah. I thought, oh, my God, why do I always get these gigs? You know?
Why do I get the dingbat who can't read?
But I found out later it wasn't just me. It's every
pervasive
producer, so I would work really, really hard to work with the actors and train them because they had never used a teleprompter before.
Right.
And after years and years of this, producers were always, you know, losing tons of money because they'd asked their agents for teleprompter talent. And they got someone in the demographic, but it was really a crapshoot whether they could read the prompter or not.
Right.
So one day I was working on a five-camera studio shoot, and the producer was in the control room, and the talent could not use props and multiple prompters at the same time. And he said to me...
Right. Well, so we should back up for a second because we should let people know, if you're listening and you're not in the business, you might not realize, you know... If you're seeing somebody who's just standing looking at camera reading a teleprompter, that's one teleprompter. They're standing there reading it. But what you're talking about is somebody who really has to multitask and sort of flip their vision from one teleprompter to another as they're moving around a space, et cetera, and handling props, as you said. So it's not as straightforward as the viewing audience might think.
Right.
Okay.
And a lot of actors assume, oh, it's easy. I don't even need to practice.
Right.
All I have to do is go in and talk. No, it's not. If you're good at the prompter, you're an excellent actor.
Right.
I know a lot of great actors who just cannot use the teleprompter.
Sure.
So this scenario, he was having to look away from one prompter and then go back to another teleprompter and pick up props, and he kept losing himself and standing there and stopping. It was really painful.
Oh.
So on the headset,
poor guy.
On the headsets, the producer says, Lori Plesko. I said, go for Lori. He says, tag, create tag, teleprompter accredited group. Okay. Tag. Yes, sir. Okay. Copy that. And this company really sort of encouraged me to go forward and start this. And I said, well, if I get the ball rolling, would you request tag actors from your agents? And they said, oh yes, nothing but tag actors. And we have sort of taken off ever since then.
So now, how long has it been since Tag started?
We really opened our doors January of 2010.
Okay.
So the first year was just getting actors on board.
Right.
I was giving away free qualifying sessions to the top talent agents, the top talent in Atlanta, so that we could get that demographic, we could get those actors in there. So that was the first year. Then the second year was more about defining what kind of actors you might want. There's different levels to tag actors.
Explain that a little bit. So there's a couple levels.
Yeah. If someone wants a teenager or someone in their 20s or even a child to read teleprompter, they're not going to be at the same level as someone who's been doing this for 40 or 50 years.
Sure.
But in order, so their level would be level one.
Right.
But they should be able to get through a lot of dialogue easily with fairly or barely any flubs. And that saves the producer a lot of time.
Sure.
Now, if you're moving up to two teleprompters and you're looking at host work, that's a level two actor.
Okay.
But we're talking simple props with simple teleprompters. You might cut between each teleprompter. It's something where you might be putting batteries in a doll, that kind of thing. Level three would be your HGTV, your Martin Landau's, your Robert Wagner's, your Mark Oliver's, your Tom Clark's, John Atwood's, Jody Marks. These people who are television celebrities who you can throw anything at them, and you know they can get it done in one take, two tops.
Yeah.
And it's no joke.
And it's exactly what you're talking about, where that guy had the problems, where they're on set, they've got major props they're handling, they're switching back and forth between multiple teleprompters. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So those are the three levels sort of certification that you can get as talent.
Yes. And so producers can request a level one, two, or three tag actor.
Okay.
And of course, you're going to get more work depending on the level that you're at. So a lot of actors are striving to become better, which is a wonderful thing, because now we have better talent and the agents have a broader base of teleprompter talent, and the producers are saving a ton of money.
Right.
A ton.
And so how are you getting the word out to all the different production companies that this is something they need to be doing? So obviously the company that sort of suggested it over the headphones, they're all in, right?
Oh yeah.
Of course. But how are you finding getting into some of these other production companies to let them know this even exists?
Well, the second year, that was all about getting the word out, and it was word of mouth. It was every time I went on a teleprompting job and we were in pain, I would talk about Tag.
Sure.
And
we were in pain. I love it.
And so now there's about three or four production companies in Atlanta who are requesting Tag actors only.
Sure.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
And one of those companies will hire Tag actors mostly, but not only.
Yeah.
This is going to be the year to get the word out, because most of the producers aren't really sure what Tag is right now and why it would help them.
Yeah.
Because they think, oh, I know who all the talent in town is and I'll just use this person. Well, guess what? You don't know all the talent in town.
Right.
There are actors that are stellar out there that are level three, and you may not know who they are because you're not in that circle.
Yeah.
So, and also when producers come in and tell me, you know what, we had 50 pages of dialogue, and it took me 3 days to shoot it, and the actor did so bad, we have to reshoot it.
Oof.
So they came in and requested a Tag actor, and I said, okay, here it is. Here's a Tag actor. Book one day. And the producer says, Lori, you're putting my job on the line. You're putting my job on the line. And I said, go for it. So he got it done in less than 8 hours.
Yeah.
And they were blown away. But not only that, you save all the money in post. Because with the other actor, if you were stuck with what you shot, maybe you couldn't afford to reshoot it, you'd have to edit and edit and edit. Well, now you're just flying through. It's nothing.
Right. If you get somebody like you were talking about, some of these veterans who are like one take.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about with accredited actors. And do you feel like from the actor's perspective, it's helping, you know, newer actors sort of differentiate themselves as well?
Oh, it definitely gives them a niche. Because you can't have enough, you can't have enough skills, traits to set yourself out there.
Sure.
And a lot of people want to be SAG actors if they want to do film,
sure,
that kind of thing. And that title of TAG, knowing it's a nationwide certified program,
right,
really sets you out and shows you who you are.
Well, we should be clear too that you're not the one actually, you're facilitating the certification in the sense that they're coming into your facility to take the test.
Correct.
But you're not actually the one saying this is a yay or a nay.
No. And yeah, that's a huge misunderstanding. I want people to understand. I got a board of advisors made up of seasoned professionals in the film and video industry, producers, directors, teleprompter operators, actors, and we all came together and we still come together. We made up guidelines, very strict, based on what producers and directors wanted. And those advisors are the ones who judge. So when people come in to TAG, all I do is I give them the test. I videotape them. We have fun. We laugh. They leave. I send the auditions to
hopefully
the advisors.
You're laughing with them and not at
oh,
them.
Oh, no, with them. With them. You know, I know how hard it is. I used to be on camera. And
yeah.
I want everyone to relax. And so I have to wait until the advisors make their decisions. And they send me their results. And I tally them all up.
So it's almost like you're on American Idol in the sense that, like, except there's five judges instead of three, right? So the five people review the tape and they assess based on these guidelines, and then they send you back their vote, essentially, right?
Right.
Or their score.
We should make a TAG game show.
American Idol TAG. Teleprompter Idol something. I don't know how that would work.
But yeah, basically that's what it is.
Yeah.
And so I am not the one who's saying, oh yes, you're good because of this, you're good because of that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's smart, actually, because and also that there's five people. There's not any one person that's making this decision. It's a board.
Right. And, you know, we have seven English-speaking advisors. We've got a couple more jumping on board this year, and we've got some celebrity Spanish advisors.
Wow.
That are really going to help out as far as the Spanish-speaking talent. So there's a couple agencies in town. Not there used to be just one, but now there's a couple agencies in town who have great Spanish-speaking teleprompter talent.
Cool.
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'd love to learn to speak another language. It'd be fun.
Sí, señores.
That's about all I got, too.
Mexicana?
Margarita?
Yeah. Tequila.
Okay, we're terrible. Just FYI.
I have a friend who makes really good sangrita.
There you go. What was I going to say? You mentioned that the program is national. But obviously it started here in the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that going in terms of rolling out nationwide?
Okay, I wanted to start off small. If you start off too big, you can just really
crumble.
Shoot something.
Yeah.
And so we started it here in the Atlanta market. And I spoke with Martin Landau in 2008. And he said, be very, very strict on who you let in, start off small, and then after you get established in Atlanta, then go to another market and call me after that, and we'll talk. Yeah. And so 800 Casting, the developer of that, developed a TAG search, a TAG button, so all of the actors on 800 Casting, if they're TAG actors, can be found by doing a TAG search.
Right. And so 800 Casting is a national
site
and a national resource for...
They're actually international.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're probably more well known on the East Coast, but they are branching out like you wouldn't believe.
So is that causing you to get a lot of questions? Because I'm on 800 Casting, uh-huh. and I know I've seen the button.
Right.
So the minute you see that, it gives it a certain level of, well, not a certain, it gives it an established level of credibility. Like, this is a real thing. It's on 800 Casting as something that, you know, I want to have on my resume, basically. So people who aren't here in Atlanta or in the Southeast are looking at that, you know, actors in New York going, wait, what's this?
Yes.
Let me call Lori and find out what this is.
I've had people call me from Virginia, from Detroit. I had a person come up from Orlando and certify as a tag actor, and he's a level 3 tag actor. He's the only one in Orlando now.
Wow.
But hey, he's got that niche.
Yeah.
And so they're finding out because of 800 Casting.
Yeah.
And I'm just not ready to do those branches yet.
Yeah.
I think we need one or two more years to really just get things down. I want to have everything in place before we just go crazy. Yeah.
Well, because this is business radio. And so certainly, you know, we're talking about the business angle of it. It's a lot of work.
It sure is.
It's not just, you know, all fun and games. So get behind the teleprompter and read some stuff.
Right.
You know, you have a business to administer. First of all, you have your own other business that you're trying to deal with. But also, if you do try to take this, you know, to multiple markets, then you have to have people in those markets doing the testing and all of those things.
Right. And they have to abide by the standards that we set. And I'm having to go to my lawyer like every 4 months and upgrading what we have and saying, okay, now we have to make an amendment. Now we have to change this because we found out this doesn't work. And now this is what you want. So I'm thinking another 2 years and we'll be ready to roll.
Wow.
Out of the state.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So good growth. I mean, really, because it's only been 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And the first year was really just getting the actors. So last year was reaching out to some producers. And it's been, you know, just these advisors have been working for free. It's an organization. They're donating their time. I'm donating my time.
Right, because this is important to the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not making money off a tag. I'm donating time.
Right.
Believe me, it's a lot of time.
Yeah.
But because it is so worthwhile, it's working out, and it's just really great. I'm just so glad. I'm proud of everybody.
So I'm not going to I'm going to put you on the spot, but if you don't know these answers right off the bat, no worries. I was just curious if you know off the top of your head how many certified tag actors there are in the different levels.
I don't know how to set. I don't know individually. I know we have well over 100 tag actors.
All together. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's pretty good in 2 years.
Yeah. Especially because there's a lot of people out there who are skeptical about tag. They don't know what it is or why they should come and get certified if they're seasoned actors. And a lot of the seasoned actors think, well, everybody knows me.
Right. I don't need to do this. Although I'm gonna tell a little story. I'm not going to give any names. But I have to say that I was passing through your office one day and ran into a very well-known local talent who has been doing teleprompter stuff for, I don't know, 20 plus years and is very well known, just like you're talking about, and said to me that she had been working for a company that is going to only exclusive tag actors, and they have been booking her for years, but they asked her to go get certified. So that's why she was in your office. And I think that's probably going to be happening more and more.
Right. Yes. And at first people thought it was a joke, like, well, you know, they know me, they hire me all the time.
Right.
Well, these people need more than just one person. They need a broader base of people. So, yes, they're going to use you all the time, but they want other people. And they want all of the teleprompter talent to be tag actors. So if you really are good with the teleprompter, you go in one time.
You're certified. It's a no-brainer. If you've been doing it for 20 years, you should have no problem passing the test. Right?
Exactly.
Sure.
And right now we are doing lifetime memberships for level 3 actors. So really there's nothing to lose.
Yeah. It's not like a huge investment of time or money or anything. It's just go get the test done. And
the flip side, the thing that there's a huge myth out there that, oh, if I want to get work, I can go take classes at TAG and be an TAG actor and get work. No, this is not a place where you come and you learn how to do the teleprompter. You come after you're already a professional, after you're already so good that you know you can nail that copy in 1 to 2 takes.
Right.
And we get people that come in there sometimes who have never read a teleprompter before in their life.
Yeah.
So we're weeding that out, and more people are starting to realize that this is helping people. There are a lot of, I would say, 60% of the level 3 TAG actors are hired by producers who requested TAG actors. And I have a couple of producers say, oh, I hired so-and-so. And then I would say, well, did you let them know it was because they're a TAG actor? Oh, I forgot to tell them that.
Yeah.
they set it in place and they're still hiring these people, but maybe that actor doesn't realize, oh, this company has switched to TAG only and they're now hiring me because I'm a TAG actor.
Right. That's why I got the job. So they have to make that connection. So we're just about out of time, but I want to make sure that we let people know, whether they're producers or actors or whoever that's trying to find TAG and get more information, where should they go? Online? Is there a place to go look?
Yes, you can look at telegroup.org.
Okay.
And if you're on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/teleprompters.
Okay.
With an S.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
So, search teleprompter accreditation group. There's a lot of tags out there, so I wouldn't Google that. But telegroup.org is our website, and Facebook is, and look at and call your favorite talent agents.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who are going to show you what's out there and what to look for and where to go from there.
Right. So if you're a producer and you're looking for talent, talk to your agents, because a lot of the local agents at this point are up on it. They know what's going on and they have talent that are certified.
Right. So, and I tell the producers, don't call me, call your favorite agent.
Right.
Yeah. And ask for the TAG.
And as for actors, talk to your agent. You know,
yes.
Talk to your agent. If
yes.
You want to get certified, talk to your agent, see if it makes sense for your career. You know, talk to your agent about where to find training, things like that, before you, as you said, show up with no knowledge. Mm-hmm. So excellent. All right, Lori, thank you so much for being here. This has been very informative and educational, as we always like to do, especially on my birthday. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dana, and happy birthday. Cheers.
Cheers. So we will see you back here next week for another awesome episode of Showbiz Atlanta.
Okay, I'll bring the tequila.
Done. Have a great day.